When Jesus was traveling through Samaria and Galilee, he came upon these 10 lepers who he restored to health. And the only one that came back to thank him was a Samaritan who was a foreigner and in the eyes of most of the Jews wouldn't have been the one to have exercised, wouldn't have been the one who would have been thought to be likely to exercise good manners by saying thank you. And sometimes we think of saying thank you primarily as a kind of good manners and respect, which of course it is, but it's far more than that. It's an act of justice. Sometimes when we're not in a position to repay, or even when we are in a position to repay the kindness and goodness of other people, we look them in the eye and we say thank you because we are acknowledging that kindness and recognizing that in a certain way it's that we can't return the kindness unless we look at a person straight in the eye and make contact with them and try to communicate to them our acknowledgement of what they have done for us. It's a personal thing. And when people do something good for us, it's a personal thing and it demands a personal response. And that's a question of justice. And from that proceeds the fact that it's good manners to do so. Today we celebrate Thanksgiving in our country, and it's a custom of good manners and of gratitude, of course. And it's important for us as Roman Catholics to remember the most important things. You know, the holiday has been secularized, and you know, we're not always sure what we're giving thanks for or to whom we are thanking. Of course, the custom began out of a need to thank God for the goodness that he had bestowed upon the pilgrims and the early Americans, and they knew who they were giving thanks to. And so we recognize what the Lord has done for us in this country. It is a patriotic holiday, and so not only do we give thanks to God, but it's kind of an act of patriotism. There's certain forms of honor that we give to people that can't pay us back comes in the form of gratitude and respect. You know, we honor our parents and our teachers, people in positions of responsibility, especially our parents, because they give to us something that we can never return, which is life. And so we give them honor and respect. To God we give worship, because he has given us the supreme gift of life as the Lord, Master, and Creator, and there's no way we can ever pay him back. And so we worship him with honor, with a kind of honor that belongs to God alone. And patriotism is the same kind of thing. We give thanks and honor and respect to our country because it's given us a place to live. It's given us a certain measure of security and well-being. And as Americans, we know we've been blessed with a great deal of things that other countries have not received. We have a degree of affluence and security that many places do not. And so we have a lot of reasons to give thanks and to be patriotic. The patriotism is not just some kind of warm and fuzzy sense of gratitude, of respect for our country, no matter what. Patriotism is a kind of loyalty. What comes to mind is something that Chesterton said when he was talking about marriage and about the kind of fidelity that's required in marriage. And he cast it in terms of optimism and pessimism. and the way that people look at each other, and sometimes our views of each other are colored by the, you know, rose-colored lenses when people are madly in love, young people, and then later on in life by a kind of pessimism when we come to know and to experience all of the faults and foibles of the people that we live with. We cease to sort of be optimistic about the relationship, and sometimes the whole thing takes on a character of pessimism. Chesterton said the optimist is the guy who thinks that everybody's wrong except for the or everybody's right for, except for the pessimist. So the optimist is always whitewashing everybody's faults and always looking on the best side of things, and sometimes ignoring the real problems that exist in a family or in a society or, in this case, in a country. The pessimist is the guy who thinks that everybody is wrong except for himself, and is constantly rejoicing when they see something evil. The pessimist always likes to be right and has a sort of kind of morose delight in discovering that everybody is really bad and that the country is corrupt and all the politicians are worthless. And Chesterton's point was that what we need is not optimism or pessimism about anything, really, and that including our country. What we need is loyalty. What we need is to be willing to offer ourselves in service and sacrifice for the things that we love, first of all, to God. And in terms of patriotism, God always comes first. In terms of marriage, God always comes first. In terms of our relationships with other people, God always has to come first. And that kind of loyalty breeds loyalty. Loyalty to God breeds loyalty in marriage. Loyalty to God breeds loyalty to one's country, to the true good and welfare of our country. So we have a lot to give thanks for, but we shouldn't see anything through rose-colored glasses. We know how difficult it is to live in modern society, and we know that, you know, we can't really give thanks to God unless we fight for what is right, for what is good, for what is true, and what is beautiful. And so as we give thanks to God for all that He's done for us, particularly in our country, we remember also those who are marginalized and are suffering and forgotten, especially the unborn and those who are not protected by the right to life. And for all the various needs of our country, particularly as it regards religious liberty, we give thanks for our freedom, but our freedoms are not free, and they're not always as secure as we think they are. And our right to worship God freely and to profess our faith in the public forum remains something always that we give thanks for, but that we continue to fight for as well. So we are grateful for what God has done for us, not simply as a matter of good manners, but as a matter of justice. And we will put Him first, but also be faithful to our country, because it is the place that God has given us to love Him and serve Him, and to build a place that is worthy of God's service and of the protection of all those whom He loves, most especially the poor and the suffering.